going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
I talked earlier about how, as a non-Catholic, this story of the first American pope completely captivated me. And I'm curious of what the collateral impact of it is. And obviously last week's news, and then you see images from Rome over the weekend, or maybe this morning. I tell the story of the cameraman from NBC Chicago was literally like feet away from the new pope as he was greeting people, shaking hands and making direct contact with people. It's just, the whole thing is kind of amazing. And we really wanted to get some input from, people closer to it. Archbishop Christopher Coyne from the Archdiocese of Hartford joining us here. Good morning, sir. How are you? Are you there? Mr. Archbishop, are you there?
I am.
Okay, good. Good morning, sir. How are you?
I'm well. How are you doing?
I'm well. Thanks for joining us. I guess, how stunned were you when you got this news?
Well, I was completely flabbergasted because, I never considered for 1 minute that they would elect an American pope because of the tradition of keeping the reigning superpower separate from the super grace of the church, in many ways.
Yeah, and do you know him?
No, I don't. I don't know him. I've been in the room with him. I've shook his hand, but as far as being friendly with him, no. He's just more of someone that I've passed by in various times and doing various works.
It just feels really different, right? I mean, A, he's an American. B, he's on the youngish side. In terms of the what do you think is going to happen? In terms of, I don't know whether it's continuing, what the previous pope was doing. I mean, what is your sense of what kind of pope he might be?
Well, I think to me he's more of a world citizen, in the sense that he grew up in Chicago, he attended Villanova, became an Augustinian, which is a worldwide order. He was then missioned to Peru, where he spent many years in working with a very poor community there, and became eventually a citizen of Peru. So he's kind of spanned both North America and South America, and then eventually ends up in Rome working in one of the most powerful of our offices in terms of like the nomination of bishops, and worked very close with Pope Francis. So you have a man that grew up in the United States, that is a citizen of Peru, that also is very closely connected with a lot of the things that happened over Rome. So he's got a wide berth of experience. He was a pastor too. He was somebody who really worked very closely with the people. He was the head of the Augustinian order, which again is a worldwide order. So he traveled all over the place. He was constantly meeting different people. So I think what you have is somebody who has a view that's not parochial to one country or another, but is one that kind of serves the whole universal church, because the vast majority of Catholics now are found in the global South and in Asia,
right,
and not here in the United States. So I think he's going to continue much of what Francis's done and established, but keep going in his own particular direction, his own particular way of doing things.
I was fascinated that, you know, obviously he opened in Italian and then spoke Spanish, did not speak any English in his opening sort of introduction to the world. Do you think he'll and I know he became a citizen of Peru, but I'm sort of waiting to see what kind of, you know, how much, to what degree he embraces to the public sphere, yeah, being an American.
He did speak some English in some of his recent, audiences or masses and things like that. I mean, I was trying to translate. We were here at the building where I was with all the people watching on the large screen TV in our office. Because we're getting the Italian feed, I was translating the Italian feed, and all of a sudden I said, I don't know what's going on here. I don't understand it. And then I realized, oh, he's just shifted to Spanish on me.
Right.
So he didn't, you know, he was speaking from the balcony in Vatican City to a largely Italian community. And, he's also speaking in Latin, using the Latin church Latin. I suspect we'll see him. I'm sure he's going to come back to the United States at some point, see his family, yeah. You know, and I'm very excited about the whole thing. I think this is an awful lot of hope for not just our country, but also for the world.
I just think about, like, is he going to saddle up to the table at Thanksgiving? You know,
interestingly enough, one of my students, seminarians who's over at the North American College in Rome, was with him for Thanksgiving. He came to the college and sat down at the table, and he sat right next to him through the whole meal. He said he had a pleasant conversation with him, talked a lot about different things, urged him to continue his study of the language of Spanish because there's so many Spanish-speaking Catholics, and he has a fond memory of that.
We're talking with Archbishop Christopher Coyne from the Archdiocese of Hartford. I guess really what it comes down to, you know, for you, like when you were at, I don't know if you were at Mass yesterday or what have you at the church over the weekend, like, is it energizing the congregation?
It is. It is. I wasn't there, but I know one of my priests came out at the very beginning, and he used the phrase that they use at the beginning to introduce the new Habemus Papum, and Leo, and he said that, and they all broke into spontaneous applause and clapping. And it's the same. I think we are going to see a real bump in terms of church attendance, which we're already seeing throughout the Archdiocese of Hartford, where our numbers are just increasing over the past few years. But I think people are going to come by. They're just into our churches. They're going to be curious. They're going to be looking for things. And I told our folks, we just have to be ready to welcome them and embrace them and be kind and charitable. Give them what we have, which is just a great faith.
I definitely believe it will lead to a boost in attendance and engagement. I'm curious, though, since we have one more minute here, what is your best explanation for the uptick? Because I've read stories and so on that there has been people are coming back to church, not maybe in near the same numbers, but, you know, there was a long stretch of time where, you know, you'd only see everyone over the age of 60 at your masses, right? So what's the change, in your opinion?
Well, I think we saw a 10% increase just this year in terms of the total number of people in church in our October count. And I think especially in our young people, in our college campuses, we're seeing just such numbers in terms of being involved with the Catholic centers and Catholic Mass and all that, and just doubling, tripling our numbers. And I think it's because young people and people in general have a way of self-diagnosing. And if we're living in a country where in a culture in which loneliness and isolation and depression is kind of what they talk about as a pandemic of loneliness, people look for places where they can feel safe, where they can feel welcome, where they can find something deep and meaningful, something certain, something unifying. And I think that's what they find in our churches. I think they especially on the college campuses, they're finding places that are just their acceptance of welcome and of
going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Well, Grace.
That's great. I mean, like, I'm not Catholic, but I'm not overly religious, but I don't care if you pray.
Well,
to,
do you want
to
be?
Well, no. My point usually is that I don't care if you pray to a pen if it makes you a better person. Then I'm all for it, right? So I support religion in general, and so I think it's a really good thing. And I honestly I can't help but get caught up in this positive energy of this development. I think it's great. So thank you so much for your time.
You're welcome. God bless everyone. Have a beautiful day.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
At MLBShop.com, you can get all the latest officially licensed merchandise for you and your family. But if you really want to level up your game, you can grab something for your dog walker, your Pilates instructor, your swim coach, your neighbor, your accountant, your gardener, your best friend, your bandmate, your boss, your kid's teacher, your mailman. Visit MLBShop.com and stock up on officially licensed on-field merchandise from your favorite teams.
Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.